All right. Hello. Thank you, Apple. All right. We still got people coming in, but man, I'm looking at this BR. Really good fight. It's the Fortizar are just loaded and we're still well ahead in the fight. And, you know, they asked their Chinese time zone to stay up real late for the fight. So we were pretty heavily outnumbered and we easily slapped them around on the ISK. They did kill the fort. It was pretty much always going to die as a whole timer. So we weren't surprised by that, but we ended up taking the fight anyway, and we did really good. We fought them yesterday in Skarkon, and we put their Skarkon fort into final timer. Skarkon is in Pochvin. If you recall, in Pochvin, you cannot anchor any structures. So if we are able to destroy that, it's just gone forever. They can't put a new one up. And we know that's very precious to goblins. It's something we definitely want to hit. If someone wants to put the timer in the channel, that'd be awesome. We're going to go there. I think it's Monday night, if I remember correctly, but, that's something we want everyone to show up to. So we are going to, go for the final timer on that. We had a fight, in Skarkon yesterday and we slapped them around. They docked up and, waited out their timers and filamented out. It was a big fight. So, yeah, Sunday night US, Monday morning Eve time. We'll probably form around 01:30, I believe is what we're looking at on Sunday night US, Monday morning Eve time. So 01:30. So we definitely want max numbers there to blow up that fort. We also killed, I think, three faxes. And those are irreplaceable. You cannot get new capitals into Pochvin, so those will never be returned. Looks like snipers got the BR there. It was a really good fight. Just to bring you guys back on a little bit of history, as you might recall, a few months ago, Horde just did Paladins. They were just the Paladin Alliance. And then we brought in our TFIs, and we smacked the crap out of their Paladins. We made them look foolish. And then, this might surprise you, Horde started flying TFIs. And then Horde started coming to our space and dropping on people, and we started dropping Redeemers on them. And we did that a bunch of times, very successfully. And lo and behold, about a month ago, Horde now has a home defense Redeemer doctrine. So obviously this is just in recent memory, like in the last few months. This goes way back. Horde, you know, like goblins wanted to say newbies like we do, or just bees. But he couldn't just copy us and say bees, so he made up beans, which doesn't even make sense. So he can say new beans and call Horde beans instead of bees. They've copied us from day one. Everything is a copy. The reason I'm telling you this and giving you the history of it and showing you how it's happened even the last few months is I'm looking forward in about, what do you say, a week, 10 days, until the Horde Roke Doctrine appears. It'll be fast, don't worry. It'll be soon. Horde will invent. And by the way, they always say they invented this doctrine. That's all. Whatever they. Oh yeah, here's the new thing. Our team guys, our FC team came up with this brand new doctrine. It's home defense Redeemers. Our FC team came up with this brand new TFI doctrine. Don't look over there at what the goons are doing. So I'm waiting for the brand new Roke doctrine to come out in approximately 1 week to 10 days. If you're ever feeling a little down about your Eve space life, just remember that you could just be Horde, just doing what goons did, except 2 years ago. They've even adopted some of our old toxic culture, and I appreciate that. PH, wish.com goons. That's good. Yeah, Horde is definitely goons at home. We have goons at home. So I expect to see the Horde Roke Doctrine fairly soon. Obviously, you guys are in Rokes, many of you in Rokes, and you should keep getting into them. They're a great ship. Another Doctrine update. We are removing Tempests and Apox from the TFI fleet. We've given everyone plenty of time to switch to TFIs, and we have basically culled many of the original Tempest, Apox, and Apox navies from the last fight. So there's Genna linking the Tech Fleet Doctrine. So if you lost your Tempest or lost your Apox, replaceable with TFI, we are going TFI only, and we're not. We're not going to be SRPing Tempests or any of that anytime after today. I'm sorry, Kachiko. Sometimes the doctrine just changes. You can keep your APOC Navy till we use it again. Yep, APOC Navies are going. We're going full TFI. And then obviously, if you're not training for rogues, you should be. We are using them. They're very effective, as you've seen in these last few fights. Very good doctrine. So they will complement our TFIs and our Lashaks as our three battleship doctrines. So we have rogues, we have TFIs, tech fleet, and we have Lashaks. Electric heat guns, super trains, and whatever our nifty name for TFIs is. Is it worth having a pod for a rogue? Yeah, you can get an SM TAC 703. That's a shield implant, and you can get a range implant, which is in the 9 slot. I can't remember the number, the numericals off my head, but it's a pretty easy, you know, to get a lot of extra performance for like 40 million in your pod. And then make sure that you have a Kirin or a Burst or a Scalpel, a Logifrig in your escape bay. So when you pop, you can help save the fleet as well. So that's all our doctrine updates, I believe. Let me grab my agenda here. Oh yeah, one more thing about the TFI is we're considering SRPing 1 through 5 amulets. So that's like the old slave implants. 1 through 5, we've been telling people getting them, and we are. If you do that, you need to have a 10-man succubus, which we will also SRP as your escape pod. So those are that's something we'll be doing. We'll probably be coming up with a formal SRP for that in the next few weeks. Tenement succubus, yeah, basically. What faxes do we need the most? Whatever one you want to fly. Generally, shield or armor, we take both. Lif says apple pear, then Lif it will be. I've got strong opinions on Dreads and Titans, which we should get. The other ones are more whatever you want. I think the only ship that we don't really run at all is the Chimera. Basically, that's the only ship we're just like, capital ship, we're just like, nah, we don't need that. Kohi, you're not going to trigger me with Avatar talk. I've already talked about that enough. Have we come to a conclusion on T2 Dreads if they're worth anything? They're not really worth anything, but repeat. Like, we don't really think that they're that great. There are some uses for them. They're not worthless, but we're not telling guys to train to them. Train to Faction Dreads. You know, we always like you to get in Faction Dreads. What's our Dread preference, guys? Can I get our Dread preference in here? Yep, it's Cernitrix, Phoenixes, Phoenix Navy Issues. And after that, you can do Moros or Revelation. And then Nagofar. Cernitras and Phoenixes and Phoenix Navy Issues are definitely our top ones. Is it worth blinging out rogues and or running Nirvanas? Is it worth it in the sense that you'll probably live? Yeah, sure. If you want to run Nirvanas, you make sure you have a good escape pod. Like, you know, like I said, that 10-minute succubus. It's pretty hard if you have the right escape pod to lose your implants. Like, it can happen, but the chances are much lower than it used to be. So, you know, if you have the implants, the likelihood that you live is much higher. But we're not, because of the expense on the Nirvanas, we're not asking people to get the shield implants. The one you can't get is the SM TAC 703. That'll give you 3%, and it costs 20 million.
And also, like, the cap, get more cap for the rock.
That's true.
The implants, so that's like, the more cap you can get, the better.
I think there is a railgun cap implant, too, actually, if I remember correctly. There's also a large rail implant. I'd have to look at that. I need to pull up my PIFA, but I don't remember. In the 9 slot and maybe the 10 slot, I think there might be one in the 10 slot. I'm not 100% sure on that. We just ran out of contracts on TFI's Chichako, but there are more going up if there aren't. Bisynth Mind Flood for your rock. There you go, Sonner. Yep. Okay, so that's pretty much it. We've had a lot of success. I would say like 2 weeks ago, we like got in some brawls and we didn't trade like 1-to-1, we went down a little bit, but we had excellent brawls, like we had good fights, and we were like a little bit outnumbered. And this week we've done a lot better. We've been winning pretty much all our fights, and we're expecting over the next week or two to have a lot of action. So if you guys are interested in getting in some fights, please be around. Please be watching for timers. 01:30 tomorrow, Eve Monday, but US time zone Sunday, 01:30. We will be forming up. We would like as many of you there as possible. That's a really important fort to them. You could imagine that they're going to show up in big numbers to defend it, so there will be a lot of targets to shoot. And if you guys show up in big numbers, we will kill it. Thank you guys for showing up. That will be all. I'll let you go back to your fleets. I know we got a lot of stuff going on, so I'm not going to make this very long today. Great job out there today, and I will see you next week.